With respect to the historical situation of the book, whatever book it is, Genesis or Exodus or any of the specific narrative books of the Old Testament, the narrative books of the Old Testament are composed of smaller narratives, smaller stories that put together are related to each other by what I'm calling here controlling themes, or a controlling singular theme in some cases, so that there is a string that unites the pearls that are the individual stories that make up the narrative book. And the clearer these themes are understood, the more able interpreters will be to grasp the flow of the narrative and place individual narratives in their proper interpretive framework. And so, what we're saying is that the controlling theme, usually stated, sometimes it's implied, is like an umbrella that we can articulate. Here's what the controlling theme of this book is, or maybe a very small handful of controlling themes, and it is by reference to that theme or those themes that all of the narratives of this particular book fit together. They all relate to that theme in some tangible way that is recognizable from a close reading of the text itself. And so there are different techniques that our narrative writers have used, which we can examine. We can detect these things to identify what are these controlling themes that unite all of the disparate narratives within the text.